Tonight on Life on the Rock, we have Father Agustino Torres, Part 2. We'll go inside the friary and much more.
Tonight on Life on the Rock, we have Father Agustino Torres, CFR priest, who's written a new book on Advent called Prepare Your Heart. He's going to share his spiritual insights with us as we really enter into this Advent season as we prepare for Christmas. This is the second of two shows with Father. We're now going to Inside the Friary.
Hello, everyone. This is an exciting day for us, the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, because we welcome a new man into our community. And today we're going to take you inside the friary and show you his admission ceremony. And afterwards, you will get to meet him. Noah, what do you desire?
I desire to be a Franciscan missionary of the Eternal Word and to dedicate my life to spreading the good news.
Are you prepared to give your whole heart, mind, and soul to God and the pursuit of holiness?
I am ready and willing.
Let us pray. Almighty God, stretch out your hand and bless your servant as he begins his journey to holiness as a member of the fraternity of the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Here is our newest member, our postulant, Noah. So Noah, tell us where you're from.
I'm originally from Wisconsin, but we moved down here recently to the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hansville.
So we as a community are so excited that you've entered. We're praising God, you know, glorifying Him. And we just had your admission ceremony. Tell us how you feel about that.
I'm very excited to join the community. The men are wonderful and they're very orthodox, reverent, and they're very joyful, so I appreciate that.
Now, you just recently graduated from Christendom College. What was your degree in?
Theology.
All right. And, you know, we all are sports fans here. You know, the community, one of our recreation activities is watching football and keeping up with stats and stuff. What is your favorite team?
My favorite team is the Green Bay Packers, Wisconsin.
All right. Well, Noah, we look forward to having you in our community, getting to know you more. You will get to know Noah more in the coming weeks, months, years, God willing. And so please say a prayer for him. And thank you for watching today. Please like, comment, share, subscribe. Tell all your friends about this. And until next time, may Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father Agustino, welcome back to Life on the Rock, and we're continuing our discussion on preparing our hearts for Advent, and you've written the book, Prepare Your Hearts, and this is an excellent read for anybody who wants to just jump into Advent, maybe doesn't know how, but just needs a little bit of guidance to get started, and but it's laid out very well. And to the structure and the order. And last episode, we talked a little bit about the scene around Nazareth, of the hidden life and the holiness that comes with it whenever we really do contemplate on those mysteries that are brought before us. But also, as we transition kind of moving along, you pull a number of saints involved. But what is the role of the saints in relation to Advent?
Well, I was noticing, looking at the Advent calendar, there's all these incredible saints. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they get looked over because we're like in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, we got to talk about these guys. You know, like St. Nicholas, uh-huh. right? Who kind of gets a bad rap right. these days, you know, as Santa Claus. But there's much more to him and talking right. about his story. And this year we're going to have St. Andrew in Lent. He's I think November 30th, right. And I think it's wonderful, a wonderful opportunity to go through the saints. Of course, St. Juan Diego,
right,
and Our Lady of Guadalupe,
right,
which are just pivotal days. And unfortunately, they get looked over. So I wanted to give them some time and walk with our friends,
yeah,
the saints, to Advent, to prepare our hearts.
I thought one of the interesting saints you pulled was St. Andrew. It was really the first apostle that was called that really kind of introduced. And the way you relate him to people we know in our lives, I thought it was a very interesting connection, because in some way we all know a St. Andrew.
Well, full disclosure, I stole that from Fulton Sheen.
Oh, did you?
So, yes, I did. Fulton Sheen, I love the way he breaks down the gospel. But I was just like, I kind of took it a couple steps further, because yeah, we have somebody who just loves to connect us.
Right.
Yeah. And thanks be to God that Andrew connected. We might not have had the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, mm-hmm, if Andrew wasn't just like, hey, this kid has 5 loaves and 2 fish, but what can that do for so many people?
Right.
And just to bring our whatever we have. And I mean, that's how I feel as a priest and as a brother. It's like, you know, I feel so small, you know, compared to all the need in the world and everything that has to happen. But I can bring 5 loaves and 2 fish, and then God can feed the multitudes.
And he's a model of evangelization.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know, and just a, you know, of introducing, you know, people to Christ. And I think in our world today, we know, you know, things about Christ, but not on that deeper level of, do we know Christ? Which is really what Christianity is about, what Advent is about, preparing our hearts to receive our Lord. And again, I was raised cradle Catholic, and you can kind of go through the motions and kind of do it, and nothing ever really penetrates the heart. But whenever we do have that encounter, that grace that does enter our life, it's almost like, how did I miss it? How did I miss this person?
Mm. Yeah. And to think, you know, there's so many St. Andrews out there, right?
Right.
The people who invite us, the people who, maybe he's the patron saint of the invitation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for an invitation, right, if somebody didn't come up to me and see something in me and invite me. So, yeah.
And there's many, I think, St. Andrews at parishes.
Yes.
That you encounter almost daily that can be easily overlooked. Of maybe their hospitality or their generosity that they put forth. So I think he's a great model for Advent. And another one you pulled that we don't think about too often is St. Lucy. Can you talk a little bit about St. Lucy?
So St. Lucy, virgin martyr, her name means light.
Right.
We're not exactly sure, but we think that, you know, when she was martyred, you know, they might have, you know, did some gruesome things, pulling her eyes out. But, you know, again, this points us to something greater. Like, here's probably a teenage girl,
all right,
believing so much that you could do anything to her body, but she would still continue to believe. And to have that light of, like, that young faith, that tenacity, right, to believe in Jesus, even though all the world is saying another thing, to have that tenacity of St. Lucy, I think, is a wonderful light in our times.
And I think, too, of just applying that, of having that light, that faith in the Holy Eucharist, mm, as it comes to us daily, you know, but it's a special time during Christmas, you know, whenever our Lord became man, who later on, you know, promises to give himself to us. And it's easy for us as a Catholic to take that for granted. But there's almost a daily renewal, but it's almost, also Advent is a time of renewal for the Eucharist.
Absolutely, yeah, to come back to Mass in a whole new way. Unfortunately, some people come back to Christmas Mass for the first time in a long time.
Right.
But hopefully that we're renewing our faith in the Eucharist during Advent. It's just an encouragement to live Advent intentionally, you know, not just wait until a couple days before Christmas or, you know, or a couple days into Advent, but like to kind of give it everything you got for the 24 days or so that we have to prepare our hearts.
And that's a good theme of just the intention. And that's something you talk about early on in the book, is having the intention, because a lot of times we don't. Or we start and we get distracted, things fall apart. But even that, maybe that second effort of renewing that act to go forth, you know, and to proclaim our Lord, again, is about that time for Advent, of different ways we can show that. But I think making it intentional is so vital to our spiritual growth during Advent.
And in this world where there's so much technology and distractions, I think we need it, because it's just like constantly at us. And like to intentionally say, I'm gonna take 10 minutes, 15 minutes every day during Advent. It's just such a beautiful thing. Yeah. I'll push it up a little bit more than 15 minutes, but anyway.
Well, I think too with the fasting, a lot of times we think of fasting in terms of food, which is right. But another way is like maybe fasting from social media, from just being on our phones, and you know, in our technological world, you know, just to kind of have a little bit of distance to receive our Lord, to receive His Word.
Yeah, completely, that's brother. Because like sometimes we miss it, right? Yeah. We're looking at something on the phone and we miss the person that's right in front of us, and. To reattune our attention to the person that's right in front of us is important.
It is. Well, we have to go to a break, but whenever we get back, let's talk about Saint Joseph.
Sounds great.
Great. Father Augustino, we talked a little bit about the saints before, but now we want to talk about Saint Joseph. He's a very important saint, and sometimes we forget about Saint Joseph, but he's a great reminder during time of Advent to really, I think, rekindle or start a devotion to Saint Joseph.
Absolutely, and what a beautiful time, right, to ponder Joseph walking Mary down from Nazareth to Bethlehem for the birth of our Lord, but so many other things beyond that. Imagine the moment, the conversation that Mary had with Joseph. Joseph, an angel appeared to me, right? And I'm convinced, and I say this in the book, I'm convinced he did not think for a second that she was lying. This is Mary, full of grace, you know, that never a thought would have entered his mind. I think that Joseph probably thought, because like in scripture, we see how he wanted to like separate himself. He thought, who am I? Mm-hmm. I'm just a guy from a little town. You know, like this is way above my head. And how God called him and he said yes, not so much because he was worthy, but because he was called. And I think that just spoke to my heart because, like, you know, so many times we're just, things that are placed in our hands are just way beyond us, and the Lord calls us. Joseph did not let his own littleness be an impediment to the moving of the Holy Spirit in his life. And I think that's a powerful message for us today.
And I think, again, Saint Joseph, he's such a great role model for men, because he's a servant, but his service isn't just wrapped in humility. I mean, in the Gospels, there's no recorded words, but he's there, he's a protector. And I always imagine a man with very strong hands, you know, when you're a carpenter hauling wood and doing all that, they're probably strong, calloused. You know, he's a very, I think, manly figure. And I think a lot of times we see a lot of attacks on the family, especially on fathers, but that role of fatherhood to really the father of all fathers. You know, I don't know how you even begin to fulfill that, but he was called. And I think that's something that's so, again, profound, that God is calling us to a greater height.
Yeah, and I, I completely see an attack on fatherhood in our society, and how much more so then should we put Saint Joseph, you know, a little bit more into the center, so that we can contemplate what it means to be a father in whatever sense. Saint John Paul II said, "If you're a man, you're called to be a father," and we're called to be spiritual fathers, and there's many people called to be physical fathers. But like, the world is longing for this wholesome, true, fatherly presence. And Saint Joseph was that. When I was preparing for the book, I was just like, let me walk with Joseph. And I was like, this is incredible. Like, think about it. Like, Joseph, so in Nazareth, there's the house where Mary received the angels, probably where she lived. And up the hill is the Holy House where the Holy Family lived. It's not that far, but imagine that, you know, Joseph got the news. He's like, well, I better add on a new room. You know, like, just thinking about those things, those simple things, like how Joseph prepared his heart for the coming of Jesus, and how he walked, how he protected the Holy Family, how he received the dream to rise up and to flee. Now, sometimes there's a tradition that Saint Joseph was an older man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure there's old men that can handle it, but like, to walk from Bethlehem to Egypt, you know, this is a young father who has something to offer, something to give in his heart, to give and protecting the Holy Family and giving love from his heart. I love it.
Yeah, he was open to God's grace. And I think too, again, with Advent, you know, God wants to bless us, to enrich our lives. And sometimes it's easy to miss that. Sometimes just you hear that, well, God exists just to punish us. But really, it's God is calls us to draw us into a deeper love, a union with Himself. And I think, again, we look at, you know, Saint Joseph, what he was called to do. But one of the things you point out in the book is that there's a strength in gentleness. And I think that's a very interesting quality as a man, of how Saint Joseph exemplifies that.
Yeah. It's something that, I mean, personally, I'm still trying to learn and to meditate on and to try to live, of how he was gentle. I was reading a spiritual writer, Archbishop Luis Martinez, who I think his cause is being talked about, and he talked about the gentleness of God in a way that I never heard, and I began to see Joseph in that role of like this strength, but this gentleness. Like, it's probable, I don't know, I wasn't there, but that the first person to hold Jesus after Mary was Joseph.
Yeah.
And imagine those strong hands becoming a gentle cradle for the Savior of the world. You know, that's easy for us to picture, but that flowed from his heart.
Yeah.
And I want to be more like that.
Yeah. And again, it's probably one of those who am I moments that God would call me. And again, you look at who he had to serve, the divine child, Jesus, the Immaculate Conception, Our Lady, and to be entrusted as their protector of that role, that responsibility is enormous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's beyond human strength. But we also see how he responded to God's graces, of what he was a man of action. And we see that throughout his life.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, brother, it was a great, great Advent to walk with Joseph. So imagine, put yourself walking with Joseph, accompanying Mary and baby Jesus. Mm. Like, for me as a man, that just like, help me see how I'm called to protect, to provide, to be with the Lord as he comes in. A lot of times it's like, you know, we walk with Mary, which is great, and that's in the book as well. But to walk with Joseph, man, so highly recommend it.
Yeah, we need that father figure, even as priests, as religious, of modeling ourselves after somebody very holy, you know, and he had that quality of, and I think it begins with his prayer life, because he was a religious man, he was a just man. And again, I think going back to Advent, we have to make ourselves just, you know, a lot of times we stray, but that's why our Lord calls us back all the time. And so I think, again, we can always look to Saint Joseph as that light too in our walk with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. And to be able to do that. Isn't it beautiful how the church gives us these seasons that we can do that?
Yeah.
And begin again, like St. Francis said.
Begin again. Well, Father Agostino, we've run out of time, but it has been just a joy and a great blessing to have you on the show. So God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There are many great saints we can meditate upon during this Advent season. One of the saints we pointed out was Saint Andrew. He was also a model of evangelization. And I think we see his action come alive during the gospel, as he is really at the front of bringing others to Christ. And as Christ comes to us during this Advent season, there's many ways we can also bring others to Christ, whether that be through prayer or in some kind of service that we may give at the church, like a food pantry. But we can always bring Christ to others by imitating Christ during this Advent season. So God bless you.
There are days that I still long for purpose, to see the plans that you have willed for me. And sometimes I am walking through the valley, I'm certain you are always right beside me. 'Cause even when I can't see, I can't see, and you gone before me, and I will walk by faith, I will walk by faith. The future is a mystery, forever will you lead me, lead me. My heart begs of you, and if you give me more than I can handle, I will pray for strength to make it through. 'Cause even when I can't see, I can't see, and you've gone before me. Before me, and I will walk by faith. I will walk by faith. The future is a mystery.